seems like every grower is keyed in right now on trying to get their product in hand, take possession of some of their inputs, just because of the logistical issues we're seeing out there. Is that the take? Is that what you're seeing from growers as well?
Absolutely, growers and consumers alike, because this isn't just an agricultural problem or a crop protection problem, it's a global problem. If you want to buy a car, if you want to buy clothes, you want to buy appliances, there's all kinds of challenges. So why is that? This is a supply chain that is stressed, a supply chain that's dealing still with trade war impacts, pandemics, natural disasters like the freeze in Texas and the hurricanes. All of these things have impacted labor availability and raw material availability, and so that is exactly why farmers are concerned about getting their product. I would like to assure them there will be BASF crop protection products in the season, available for them in the 22 season. This is the time to make sure they're working with and planning with their BASF sales rep and their retailer of choice to ensure that they have the products they need for the best agronomic plan for the 22 season.
Are all your ingredients produced in the U.S., or how are you assured on product?
Yeah, the challenges, unfortunately, are not about the active ingredients alone. It's unfortunately, even if you have all the active ingredients produced in the U.S., you still have raw material issues like labels and plastic and jugs and steel if you want to put a new tank in. So this is unfortunately not just an active ingredient issue. If it was, that'd be an easy one to fix, but it's a very complex problem that requires a lot of planning and requires a lot of transparency, which is what BASF is committed to, be transparent about which products are available and working with retailers and farmers to ensure those products are in their hands for the 22 season.
Do you see that it's going to quicken up the buying season? Normally we'd be maybe booking things now, but not taking possession. Do you think that's going to change things longer term?
Well, I think we saw some what we might call unnatural behaviors in 21, and I think there is the risk of that in 22 as well. Unfortunately, that's not helpful. Let's all think back to what we dealt with the toilet paper shortage as an example. Going out and rushing to buy products unnecessarily is not going to help the situation. That's why we recommend for growers, retailers to plan together their true need, their true demand, really look at their agronomic plan, their crop, and the products that would be best suited for their farm so that we can get products in the right place at the right time. This will most likely continue into the 22 season. We don't think, when you mention a problem as wide and broad as what we're facing, it's going to take some time to solve that. So we do anticipate the 22 season is going to be really important to plan, and we really are hopeful that 23 season will be better.
Because of some of the product shortages are out there, are there strategies we should be adopting for more use of pre's or residuals, those kind of things?
Absolutely. BASF always recommends a strong agronomic plan for producers to work with their BASF representative and their retailers, but this is the year that you certainly don't want to miss that. I'll just take a herbicide example. This is the year you really need to reevaluate your pre-emergent herbicides. Let's make sure you're using the most modern herbicides with a longer residual. That will certainly help spread out the post-emergent herbicides, which we know has some availability challenges already. And then we're going to really need to make a plan of what application timeline do we want to use on those post-emergent. So agronomic plans are critical always, but this year for sure it's really important so that we can spread those products and make them go even further as we deal with this global supply chain stress.
Any final thoughts?
Yeah, if I could leave one final thought with you and your listeners, is BASF product is available for 22 season, and it's great for, we want to really encourage your producers and listeners to work with their BASF sales rep and the retailer and partner with us. We have a broad portfolio, so we're not dependent on just one product. We have a broad portfolio, and there will be plenty of product available for the 22 season.